This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has released guidelines on summer camps, allowing day camps to begin June 1st and postponing a decision on overnight camps for a few weeks. That leaves some parents still waiting for answers. Emily Rice of Louisville has been planning to send her two kids to Chile, Colorado camps in Estes Park for 3 weeks in July. If that's not possible, she says she will consider day camps.
Some of the ones that I know about have canceled. So I need to seek out something that maybe we're not familiar with.
Hotels in the state lost a lot of money in April in Denver. The hotel occupancy fell more than 70% last month compared to the same time last year. That's according to hotel consultancy STR. Colorado's famous peach crop appears to be rebounding after a potentially devastating April freeze. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Harrison Topp is the membership director with the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union. He says things are looking up for himself and other Western Slope peach farmers after the hard freeze in mid-April.
It's probably just slightly worse than an average year for around us.
Topp says farmers hope to salvage between 30 and 50% of their crop. A really good year might yield something like 70% of the peaches. But he says that can actually bring its own problems, too. A bumper peach year can lead to oversupply and lower prices.
I'm going out on a limb here a little bit. Sometimes it can be nice to have a little bit of a shorter crop year because hopefully demand is higher and hopefully prices are better for us.
This year, though, it looks like demand for Palisade peaches will likely outstrip supply. Dan Boyce, CPR News.